Hello.
Bonjour.
How have you been?
Bonjour, bonjour, bonjour. Welcome to On the
Bonjour.
Rocks with Ash and Kiki. I am Kiki.
I am Ash.
And it's been a long, long time, but we are back.
It's been a long time coming and a lot of door
Eh,
running.
eh,
Running down the drive,
eh,
the kids.
eh,
It's your
eh,
boy, your
eh.
daddy. How's my sound? How am I sounding?
You sound great. How have you been?
Child, I've been living LIVIN,
Same.
and that's the blessing that's all we got. That's the only blessing I can. Well, that's not the only blessing, but you know, we thank the Lord. Hi, Cody.
Always, God is good.
All the time. I was about to say something funny, but I'm gonna save
We'll save it. We'll save it.
it.
Any shout outs that you want to start out with?
No, nothing. No, I haven't really witnessed any. Oh, wait. Shout out to the Lady Gamecocks.
I was about to say, how dare you?
How dare I? Shout out to Coach Dawn Staley and the amazing women's basketball team at the University of South Carolina and their win. I want to say this. What is this? Championship number three, or is it two?
I think it's 3 and 2 years. No, 2 and 3 years.
Yeah, I know there's
Two
another.
and
Oh,
three.
yeah, so there's
We
one
just have
back
so
in.
many.
Yeah, you know. But you know, shout out to Coach Staley and the girls, the Dawn's Daycare. Shout out to Champ, the cutest dog ever. Well, not as cute as Cody, but you know, praise God. But now I'm really proud of that team. And everyone knows that Colonial Life Arena is the house that Dawn built. And we here on the Rocks are so proud of our alumnus. Or is alumni? Is that
Don't
what it is?
know.
My brain shut
We'll
off
never
at like
learn
3 o'clock today. So you
it.
know.
Alumni.
Oh,
Shout out to the
alma mater.
lady,
That's what it is. The alma
our
mater.
alma
Gotcha.
mater. Shout out to the lady Gamecocks, like Ashley said. Shout out to Coach Dawn Staley, 38-0. No
You win some, you lose
losses.
none.
Lose none. I didn't even watch the game. I turned my phone off.
I'll
Because
put it
everyone's
to
like,
you
it's
this
starting at
way.
three. Are you going out? And I was like, nope.
Let me tell you
And
something. Uh-uh.
I took out my Allen Iverson cornrows and washed my hair and conditioned it
Hey,
and
child,
did a
I need to
face
take out
mask
my
and
cornrows. Now that I think about
powered on my phone at like 4:58. And I was like, okay, great.
You
Because
smart.
one thing about Gamecock Athletics, y'all will
You're
not
gonna get
stress me out.
stressed. Like, if you attended or are a fan of the University of South Carolina and support any of their athletic programs, you may be entitled to compensation.
I want to send them my cardiologist bill.
Bruh,
Along
I'm
with
gonna send them my therapist bill.
shout out to Dawn and the Gamecocks, of course, the City of Columbia. I also want to send a shout out to Angel Reese,
Yes,
Bayou
and
Barbie. Love her.
yes.
She declared for the WNBA draft and announced it with a Vogue shoot.
Period.
None of you bitches are on her
Period.
level, period.
Y'all can't fuck with her. Like, stop.
Y'all
Give it
can.
up.
I would shout out Flajay, but his brother tried to fight Camilla. Her brother tried to fight Camilla when we beat them. But
Damn.
no, just shout out to Angel Reese. And I'm not really stat watching Caitlin Clark, so I wouldn't say she's overrated to me. I'm just not familiar with her work.
I can say it's good for her. Good for her.
Good for her. I don't think she has single-handedly brought all of these eyes onto the WNBA like the media likes to portray that narrative.
Right.
I think it's a combined effort between Angel, a lot of the ladies of the Lady Gamecocks, Dawn, Juju. Like, it's a lot.
Juju is phenomenal. Like, she is balling out of control. My personal favorite is Tahina Pow Pow.
Pow
We love
pow.
Pow Pow. We love Camilla, but also Tessa Johnson, cute little tea, our dear teacup, Breezy. We love them all, honey. We love them all. I love all of them, and all of them love me.
And Raven.
Oh yeah, Raven girl. Raven said, "Big Raven, and the R is for revenge." I'm out here looking for revenge.
But I'm glad that it has this visibility now because no one gave a damn about the men's championship game.
I want to say, like, the gap between the women's and the men's coverage was like 5 million. Like, I want to say women's championship was like 18.7, and men's championship coverage was, or like viewership was like 14.3. And I was like, ooh. Now let's transfer those stats to the WNBA. Okay, but also we need to talk about, well, not we need to talk about, but there is a pay equity conversation that needs to be happening. But, you know, that's the story for another time. But just know that women's sports is no longer taking the back seat, okay? We balling women's, out of control over here.
Women's period. Sports matters.
Big sports, period.
Let's dive into our topics. I'm going to switch it up.
Oh.
We are going to start with TV first.
Oh, variety is the spice of life, honey.
Variety is the spice of life. So our first topic dealing with television, I wanted to talk about Bravo, more specifically Potomac.
Oh, the paper bag test? Okay.
They just wrapped, what season was this? Do you know?
Nine.
Season nine. Their reunion is airing now.
Or is it eight? Shit, I don't know. Eight or nine, either way.
One of those seasons. Yeah. We know that Candace will not be returning next season, and that Rob and Juan will not be returning. Thoughts? Comments?
So I have not always been the biggest fan of Candace Cryangle Diller Bassett. However, I genuinely feel like sis being able to walk away on her own and be like, look, this shit just is not, it's not what I want to invest my energy in right now. I got other things that can make me money. Good for her. I just feel like, especially after watching clips of the reunion, and I actually did watch the first part of the reunion on Peacock because I love the unfiltered version. I just feel like after a certain point, you got to know when to hold them and you know when to fold them, in the words of the iconic Kenny Rogers. And I think she realized, you know, it's other things I could be doing that won't cause me as much stress, so I'm going to go do them. And I'm not mad at her for that. So, you know, all the best to her. And once again, she has not burned any bridges, so she can go back whenever she feels like it. So good for her. Now, Robin, bitch, I wish the worst for you. Unfortunately, you are still employed because you and that other green eye bandit have a podcast and you apparently have some type of skincare thing. So unfortunately, your house will continue to survive with no effort from your volunteer ass husband, but you know, whatever.
I feel like Robin was fired the minute she put up that paywall.
Girl.
With Monchi. I think Bravo is like, yeah, we're going to bring you back so everybody can drag you, but this will be your last paycheck from us.
Matter of fact, best way I can say it is I 100% don't care about Robin Dixon.
Not even Juan.
I wish nothing but the worst for her. She gets what she gets.
Is Juan coming? As far as Candace, I can't stand her now. I just have no desire to watch her in the type of Housewives atmosphere. Yeah, good luck with your music career. Your acting career. I hear you act now.
Yeah, child, she is. See, I was about to say something and it was going to sound shady. And in my defense, it was not meant to be shady. I was about to get him confused. I was going to say, yeah, she's done a few Tubi projects, but it's not Tubi. It is the All BLK Network.
Don't sleep on Tubi. I love Tubi.
I don't want to talk about Tubi because my
to be or not to be.
That hussy had me watching what was it? It's some show on Tubi called The Dirty D. And when I tell you, I want to fight my sister and my brother-in-law for introducing me to that, because it was the most confusing ghetto, just church's chicken ghetto. Okay, like I just, yeah, either way. But, yeah, shout
Speaking
out
of
to...
ghetto, Karen Huger got a DUI. I was so disappointed.
Karen, get a chauffeur, babe. You got enough money. Like from what I hear, Bloomingdale, that Bloomingdale's perfume fragrance deal ain't nothing to cough at. I hear she does very well with it. Like, girl, you could easily afford a chauffeur. It doesn't have to be blue eyes. You, matter of fact, there are plenty of women who have what is it, limousine and travel businesses and transport businesses. Get a damn chauffeur. Call a Uber. Get a Lyft. Stop getting behind the wheel drunk. And apparently, this ain't your second time doing that. I need you to lock, click in or lock in, Aunt Karen. Lock in before I tweak
Tighten
out.
up.
I don't want to have to get mad at you, Aunt Kern.
She's the second like Bravo housewife to get a DUI recently. Bravo, y'all might want to tighten up. I don't think they were filming anything. This was just her driving and drinking, so
Yeah,
it's not Bravo related.
I saw her reasoning and I was like, girl, if that's the case, you need some, you might need to take a step back and like chill. Also, how far is Betty Ford from Potomac?
We'll have to ask Simon Gobadia. He and
Ooh.
Portia, you know what? What did Monique say?
Portia, the
The
Nigerian
clown.
princess.
The clown came back to bite.
Girl.
Portia and Simon are divorcing, and it's getting nasty and it's getting shady. And I, kind of can't
We
wait.
will see.
Well, first she announced she was coming back. She was asked for a return to Real Housewives of Atlanta for the Sweet 16 season, like y'all wanted. Yay! And then the next thing you know, she and Simon are separating and divorcing. Now he wants Bravo. He wants a gag order put on Bravo to not mention him.
Child,
Oh, and
they
he's
don't.
asking for all text and communications with her and Bravo that mention him. I'm just like, what? What is going
Unfortunately for
on?
him, that ship has sailed. The second he signed on to do that show with his ex-wife Fallon, Bravo owns him, his name, image, and likeness in perpetuity.
In
So,
perpetuity.
unfortunately for him, that's not going to happen. I will say, I find it interesting that either the coverage is not there or I'm just not seeing it, but I'm not really seeing a lot or hearing a lot from Portia, which makes me wonder what was the purpose of putting emphasis on Portia Williams isn't coming back to Real Housewives, Portia Gobadi. And it's just like to do all that, and then 2 weeks later, you gone down to the courthouse to
That just
file
lets me
papers.
know that this was
What's
unexpected.
thesis? Child.
This caught her off guard, and I'm very interested to see how she's going to portray it on
All I'm
this
saying is
new season.
Portia thinks she me, because I feel like I would do something unhinged like that. Like if I found out something real crazy about Jamar, I'm going straight to my divorce attorney. Period.
And there was already rumors about him not having his green card, or he
Oh
was,
yeah,
an illegal citizen.
all I'm gonna say is I hate that stereotypes be proven true, but you know what they say about them Nigerians, especially. No shade, no tea, no shade. Specifically, the Atlanta Nigerians are scammers. And I'm saying this as someone who has friends who are Nigerian. They are in different cities. Prime example,
I thought you were going to
one
say, who
of
has friends who are
oh,
Nigerian scammers?
no, but one of the lawyers who I was working with when I lived in Atlanta, she had relocated from DC, and she was like, the Nigerians and the West Africans here are different. And I was like, girl, what do you mean? She was like, in DC, the Nigerians, this high achieving, they're a doctor, lawyer, engineer, they got something, they work in government. But here she was like, all the Nigerian niggas here do is smoke hookah and steal money. And I was like, oh. And she
And
was like,
steal
I'm not
cars.
lying though. And I was like, damn, damn, sir. But
I
yeah,
want no
they scamming.
parts.
Child. All I'm gonna say
We
is
still
I'm
don't even know
glad
who the entire cast is.
that part, like, it's just all very strange right now. And from what I hear, they're not gonna start filming until like, because people keep saying they started filming. From what I've been told, they're not filming until maybe like May or June. And I'm just like, then there's this random beef she got with Nene now. And I'm like, I want everybody to go sit down and take a nap.
So far, Marlo isn't coming back.
Praise the Lord.
Candy isn't coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Drew is still questionable. Sheree is still questionable.
Yep.
I know there is a friend of Kenya. She was on the last season that they want to bring in full time.
Yeah. I know Sonya's out.
Thank goodness.
Praise the Lord. I low-key want to tell Kenya's friend, girl, don't do that, because something about reality TV and these quote-unquote people who have been friends before and then all of a sudden they get on reality TV, specifically Bravo, and they fall the fuck out. Kenya, if you really like that girl is really your friend, tell her change her mind. Tell her.
She's married to a football player, right?
I mean, that here's the thing. In a ideal world, that would be reality TV gold. But like I said, if Kenya really want to keep some friends, keep them friends off that show, because all of a sudden Bravo gonna find a way for them two to be beefing, and it's gonna be, oh, we were friends and now we not. She was a friend of mine.
Yeah, keep the people who are supposedly happily married off, because if not, you get Anna Marie from Beverly Hills, who got the pink slip as well. Her and her creepy ass husband. I just want her to go away. Go away.
When I tell you, she just can't seem to, like, admit that, once again, the problem with a lot of these housewife girls, you get your big break on these reality TV shows, and instead of easing your way in and, you know, start trying to get immersed organically and figuring out where you fit in and, you know, stepping in where it's fit, you sit here and you start carrying water for these veterans who need to chill out because they understand that the fans ain't happy with them. So they're like, let me take a break and put the rookie up to my shenanigans. Somehow, NECA slipped through, which I'm shocked. Like, you know, I'm shocked that she's getting a redemption arc. But Anne-Marie, unfortunately for you, that same white woman who you went to bat for did not go to bat for you. And that's how the fucking cookie crumbles. Stop going on this sympathy tour and trying to get people to see your side of you and saying that Garcelle was bullying you. Girl, come on.
You and your baby back bitch made husband, keep Garcelle's name out of your motherfucking mouth.
That part. Look here, 8.5. You couldn't cut it. You can't cut it with your husband. And that was being generous. And you can't cut it on reality TV. Boom. I'm so sorry that you went through something terrible off camera. But once again, you letting the people play in your face, because you could have easily said, oh, I've got other stuff going on that I can highlight. But instead, you chose to carry water for Kyle's ass while she was sitting there hiding under Morgan in her strap.
So they announced today that BravoCon will be in 2025. They're not going to do one this year.
Praise the Lord.
They're going back to Las Vegas. What is so wrong with New York? Is New York too expensive?
Low-key, we in a recession and the girlies can't afford it.
Is it the inflation?
It's inflation.
I mean, I feel like Vegas would be just as expensive.
I feel like, if anything, I don't know why they don't. Well, you know, in my mind, I would hit all of the cities where they have franchises, like for the Real Housewives.
Absolutely.
That's
not
what I would do.
Atlanta. Like,
girl, it would be chaos. It would be chaos. And everyone knows I'm a chaos goblin. I love chaos.
Absolutely, like, not.
We're gonna go to
Potomac? No.
DC. They could just go to DC. DMV area.
Uh-uh.
Salt Lake City. They could have Lisa Barlow plan it.
Now, Salt Lake City, I would
and have Taco Bell sponsor it.
New York. I mean, there really isn't a point. They can't do it in Beverly Hills because nobody could afford to do that.
Oh, child. You said they can't afford nothing. No, honey.
Yeah.
Scrambling.
I could see like a smaller scale things with every little city, but
as far as a BravoCon, maybe it's because they need more space, and I guess the space in New York is not accommodating.
Shout out to the Brooke Ash and Alexander Rogers and C Diggy one on YouTube. Yeah. I remember when they went to BravoCon. First of all, the Brooke Ash always goes like VIP.
I love her.
I know what C Diggy one and Alexander Rogers, when they were in New York, they were saying it was disorganized because you stand in these long lines.
Yeah.
And then last year with Las Vegas, some of the panels, like, people didn't really go to because the scheduling was,
yeah,
it would be like a big Beverly Hills panel during another franchise, so it was just not well scheduled. But I think they should stick to doing it every other year.
Yeah.
That way so there's not as much manufactured drama that people have to pretend and fake storylines for. But I will say the one thing they did right is put some of that coverage on Peacock.
Yeah.
Like the squash, the beef stuff.
Oh, yeah, true.
Are there any other Bravo shows? Did you watch the season of Married to Medicine?
I watched Married to Medicine. I did.
What was your overall perception of the season?
Overall, I feel like, how can I put this nicely? I never thought that I would find myself agreeing with Mariah Hook on this, but I saw she did, I think it was her interview with Carlos King, and she was like, you know, after a certain point, we're no longer, like, really talking about, like, we're not no longer, like, really highlighting people in the medical community. We're just highlighting chaos and drama. I feel like this season, for it to be the 10th anniversary or, you know, 10 years or whatever, I think that there was so much petty drama and foolishness, and it kind of took away from, and also it didn't really give, not reverence, but, like, I think to completely just cut out Quad and Mariah in the review, just like, oh, yeah, you know, it's just been Dr. Simone and Dr. Jackie. Like, no. And also, I still don't understand why Phaedra was there. I don't understand, and I think it was really annoying to have to sit through a season where everything that Quad got dragged for as someone who was no longer married to medicine. Phaedra's quote-unquote allegiance, or, like, what is it, her association with the medical community, it was all hearsay because there was no actual proof. We ain't never saw not now of the niggas who she claimed she was with. So I just feel like this whole season was a wash. I don't really understand the sweet tea girl. I just feel like that whole thing was just weird. And if they're going to do another season, because from what I hear, there's a possibility that they might just cap it at 10. But if they go back for next season, I need some changes made.
I doubt they'd cap it at 10 because those ratings with this terrible season of Potomac,
yeah,
they were bringing in good ratings. Overall, I thought the season started off very strongly. It was, like, a lot better. Nobody was watching Potomac because we were just tired of all that.
Potomac lost people in, like, episode 4.
Flatline.
And I was like, bro, this is bad. Y'all don't got nobody. The girls don't want to kiki together. But more importantly, the whole point of, like, Real Housewives is for us to see these women, they're supposed to be living, you know, these fabulous lives. And there is nothing fabulous about the people from Potomac. Like, nothing is fabulous about them.
Low budget.
How?
I liked this season of Married to Medicine. The show absolutely tanked after they kicked Quad off. And I think they were mad at the fact that they didn't really have drama or anything subject matter. That's why they were grasping at straws at the end with Dr. Jackie and her damn cheating-ass walrus.
Cheater, pumpkin eater.
I don't mind Sweet Tea. I just don't want to see Dr. G.
I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see him on there.
Am I not turtly enough for the Turtle Club-ass nigga? I hate him.
I would keep Sweet Tea because she can actually hold her own against Heavenly and she will engage in the foolery with her, where I feel like the other ladies just don't even bother with Heavenly.
Right.
Or Simone and her surround sound mouth. Phaedra gave Bruh. Absolutely nothing.
Simone was by far the funniest shit I had seen on the internet when it came to Married to Medicine. I said, oh, whoever came up with that, you did well. You did well.
Just
kudos to you.
I want to know what Simone's weird thing about Quad is.
I want to know what Simone's weird thing about not taking her children to technically she's allowing, well, it seems like it's Uncle Cecil who's like, oh no, they deserve to be mediocre, and it's like, uh-uh.
That's because he's excelled at being mediocre, and he's a cat
child,
man.
Child.
That's all Don't I got for Bravo shows. So there, for the rest of the month of April, there will be no more Housewives airing, yep. And then Jersey will come back, and then what's the other one?
Dubai R-H-O-C. Apparently is coming back.
They keep push that. They filmed that over a year ago.
I don't understand what's the, like, I feel like any show that there's a significant gap in, like, filming the season and airing it. Like, Love and Marriage DC is, I want to say, they say that season is, like, 2 years old. That is crazy. Like, and the same thing with Dubai. It is absolutely insane. Like, no,
they
scrap
showed
it.
The first episode of the second season of Dubai at BravoCon.
That's sad. Year. Like, that is terrible.
I don't know what's going on.
Child.
I think it's just self-sabotage, just like with Miami, when they put Miami on the broadcast Bravo channel.
Bruh.
Put that shit back on Peacock so I can get my four episodes.
Somebody's getting fired.
As far as this round of Housewives, I would say that Miami was at the top, then Beverly Hills, and then down at the bottom was Potomac. With no swinging. Have you been watching Gerard Carmichael's HBO documentary?
Absolutely not.
Neither have I, so we can skip past that. I don't want to talk about toes in people's mouths. I will say I did get secondhand embarrassment from the scenes of him admitting his love for Tyler, the Creator.
Child, let me tell you something. Guantanamo Bay's finest couldn't get that shit out of me. Okay?
Okay. That is so great. I said, I don't want to see this again.
To the grave.
Oh my, that was so...
Ugh.
I have thoughts about Gerard Carmichael and his coming out story, but I also know it's not my place to judge, nor to have a discourse on that, because I am a, what do you guys call it? A cisnet hetero female?
Just heterosexual woman.
Great. I'm all of those things, so.
Amen.
You will get none of my thoughts for free.
Not for Gretchen Wieners.
X-Men, 1997.
You can yes,
I said, I said 1997 because that is one of my favorite animated series ever. They rebooted it. They continued it on Disney Plus, but I don't have Disney Plus.
Like I said, you and Jamar can talk about that. I don't know what is happening with that.
Did you even watch the original?
I can't remember if I did. I probably did. Back in 1997, sure.
19. When was the last time you had to say 19 something?
Child. Exactly. All I'm going to say is I'm having to scroll longer or further and further to get to my birth year now. And the shit is kind of humbling.
We're old as fuck. Any movies that you're looking forward to seeing or that you've watched lately?
I'm a bird who cannot wait for Bad Boys 4. Yes, Lord, I'm very excited to see
Somebody
it.
Somebody has to see it. Go ahead, girl.
I gotta go see the uncles, you know. Go see the uncles trying. They're almost hitting senior citizen age. So, you know, I'm going to help them get
there. Do they ever address Gabrielle Union again? Did her character come back in the last one or no?
No.
That was a one-off? Okay.
That was a one-off. They were like, oh, Gabrielle. And I was like, okay, bye.
Oh.
So that's, I want to say that's the only movie in theaters. I know the Joker 2 is coming out. I'm not a Joker person. All the best to Lady Gaga, but oh wait, oh my god, I do think I'm gonna possibly go see Challengers when it comes out. No, you're not. What?
Why are you lying?
I kind of do want to go see it.
What is there to see?
Zendaya?
Okay.
That's all.
You are going to go pay American U.S. inflation movie theater dollars to go see Challengers?
What? I can't support
I
my
love
Afro.
Zendaya. I just don't think the movie has no, no purpose or plot. And the men in there are ugly.
I was like, huh.
If you're going to tell me about choice. A thruple situation with Zendaya, get
not
some
good-looking
good men.
Well, you know who I am obsessed with now? I know his name is Alan something. Either way, the guy who plays Jack Reacher, whoo, chef's that motherfucking man. Kiss. Chef's, that
he looks
big,
like Tom Cruise if Tom Cruise was tall.
That big oak tree of a man. Because of him, I now want, well, see, I think I'm going to stream the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Whatever Behavior when it comes out, because just all kinds of white men galore. Beautiful.
Oh,
white
the Guy
men.
Ritchie thing on Netflix.
Oh, The Gentleman is on Netflix. I started The Gentleman, and it's a slow burn for me. Everyone says it's actually good, but I'm going to have to go back and try it again.
Is that with Theo James?
Yes.
Just go watch The White Lotus. Full frontal.
That's how I knew I was living a completely different life. Because Jamal was like, oh, that's the guy from Divergent. And I was like, that's the guy from White Lotus. He was like, no. That's the guy from Divergent. And I was like, yeah, White Lotus. But also, that's just how Jamar and I are, because he thinks that, what's the guy's name who plays the Winter Soldier? He's like, oh, yeah, that's dude from Captain America. And I'm like, it's Carter Bazin.
Sebastian.
Yep, I was like, that's Carter Bazin. And Jamar was like, that is the Winter Soldier. I said, Carter Bazin, bitch.
Joker 2 will come out. I never saw Joker 1. I just it's just giving me like bro discourse.
Yeah, I have no desire
like,
to see Red Pill.
You don't understand how deep it is, bro. Because it's like I've known about the Joker
since I
was.
I don't need the Red Pill foolishness. I just
exactly.
Don't.
I think. See, it's the discourse around certain movies that make me not want to go watch them.
Facts, absolutely.
Like the Magical Society of Negroes that flopped.
Child. Before hearing the premise, I was like, oh my god, we have been talking about movies about mystical black people. And then when I saw the trailer, I said, bitch, we have been bamboozled.
We have been led astray.
We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us.
Yeah, I love David
Marcus
Allen
Garvey
Greer, but no.
Would be so disappointed.
Absolutely not. I love horror movies, so I am excited to see Maxine. That will be the third installment of the X series, because first we had X with Kid Cudi and Brittany Snow.
Oh.
And then we had Pearl, and now Maxine will be the end of it, and it's a good
Maxine.
Cast. If you guys like horror movies.
Y'all have fun with that. God bless.
Those are the only movies. I mean, is that it?
What is it? It's not I wanna say what is it called? It's gonna be on streaming. I don't know why. Oh wait, I do know why. Because my Queen Anne Hathaway is in it. I wanna see
oh,
that.
Oh, the
new
idea
movie.
Of you.
Yeah, I want to see it because I was like, oh, this is cool. So I was like, yeah, it's Harry Styles fan fiction. I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Yes,
I was like,
girl.
I beg your wigger ass pardon. It's what?
I do like the press she's been doing for that movie.
Oh, she's been doing press? Okay.
She's been doing press, and there's a series with Vogue, if you go on Instagram, where she watches her old movies.
I thought that was for the other movie she did, the psychological thriller. I thought that's why.
Yeah,
she was
so
doing
she has that.
That
one, and then she's doing stuff for The Idea of You, and she's watching Princess Diaries, and she starts crying.
I saw
like,
that
hey,
clip.
Stop.
She was like, first of all, Julie Andrews, which I'm like, of course, Julie Andrews was a lovely woman. I have no doubt in my mind that she was lovely when she met her. Like, hello.
I'm gonna ask you a question.
Okay.
Did you watch Mia Culpa?
I did.
Thoughts?
I sped through it.
I only watched to see what the people were talking about, and y'all really, y'all just not used to seeing chocolate people. Because I was like, y'all said Trevante was digging in them guts, and I didn't see it. He did more in that Billie Holiday movie, if we're being quite honest.
I'm not gonna hold you. I was like, huh, okay. Kelly, you my girl, gorgeous. She's gorgeous. Like
milk damn, chocolate.
Damn. Like everyone's talking about him. I'm like, no, she is the focal piece. If anything, I was happy to see her and my cutie with the booty, Ron Riaco Lee. Love him. Everything else, crazy. That mother-in-law, crazy. That brother-in-law, crazy. Miss Mississippi, man, I cook it, girl, I can't believe you let Tyler Perry talk to you in that shit, but a check is a check.
A check is a check. We don't know when P-Valley coming back.
Check. 2025.
They said 2025, yeah. Also, this will be the last season of Power Book, whatever.
I heard.
Power Ghost.
Yeah.
I can't get into the BMF and the Raising Kanan in the Tommy spinoff universe.
So it's a no for me, big dog. It's a no for me.
They already greenlit the prequel with teenage Tommy, Ghost, and Angela. And I'm like, y'all.
We don't need this. We all know how it is.
Since 2020. It's okay.
I need everybody. Once again, everybody took a nap.
Go get some. I'm fine with this being the last season for the Tyreek one, because that's the actual best one, in my opinion.
Child,
next to the original of all the spinoffs.
I'm tired of seeing Mary J. Blige be a terrible mother.
We will be mentioning her later, but let's just take a little break.
Okay.
Yeah.
I about to say, can we talk one more thing about TV when we come back?
We can do it now. Go ahead.
Okay. So I have been watching a show on HBO called Girls on the Bus, and it is Melissa Benoit. I'm trying to figure out. Okay, so she was on Glee.
Oh, she was Supergirl.
Supergirl. Cornucopia from Insecure in 20s, aka the girl who played Condola. Condola. She's on there.
When the F? Okay, 20s needs to come back. Go ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm very upset.
Lena, can you get from under Cynthia Erivo and give Kiki 20s back, please? Thank you so much. Yeah, girl. You know, homewreckers always fall in love and stay together forever until another homewrecker comes along. Anyways, but yeah, Condola is in it. My queen, Carla Gugino, a.k.a. Oh my god, Juni Cortez's mom, love her, she is in it. And then there's like this new girl who I don't know her name, but yeah, good for her. But yeah, it's a good show. I like it. I have a feeling that it's gonna be a one and done, because everybody knows that Max likes to cut shit off at the knees. But that is a good show that I have been watching. It comes out on Thursdays. So there are four journalists and they're on the campaign trail for a presidential election. Scott Foley is in it, aka Captain Jake Ballard. He plays like a sweetheart, which I was like, I'm not used to seeing this white man be nice to people. It's interesting. But yes,
you never watch Felicity, that's right.
Oh my god, yes, of course Felicity, but like no, that's Dawson's Creek. What was Felicity's theme song? Did Felicity
She didn't really have one.
Okay. Anywho's, Y'all know me, ADHD. But yeah, Scott Foley's in it, Mark Consuelos is in it. But yeah, the four girls are on the bus, or the four women are on the bus, and they've all got these different stories. So there's a Latino woman, and she is basically Gen Z's social media person, and we find out that she actually has gotten this political commentator role because she was she was one of the kids who had experienced a high school shooting. So it's kind of like Parkland. So she is one of those students, and it's just kind of following her now that she's an adult and she has this political presence. Melissa Benoit's character is like this wholehearted gumshoe reporter. Like, she works for what's supposed to be the New York Post. Carla Gugino is the older veteran of the group who she kind of breaks all the heavy hitting stories. She comes from a very powerful media family. And then the girl who plays, I keep calling her Condola. I think her name is Christine or Christina.
Christina she plays, Elmore?
Yes, her. She is, so she's supposed to be a Candace Owens because she's for a Liberty News, aka like a Fox News type of thing. But as the series progresses, I can see her divvying away or like moving away from it. But yeah, it's just their experiences on the campaign trail and just pure chaos and shenanigans. And yeah, I think it's getting good. It's based on the memoir of a woman who was on the campaign trail with Hillary in 2016. So I think it's worth giving it a watch. All I can say is, you know, art imitates life. And yeah, so that's what I've been watching on HBO. And I know we're a few months behind, but I just want to say, Nick and Vanessa, y'all realize that y'all jobs were in jeopardy, and I feel like y'all stepped y'all chussy up for that Love is Blind reunion. You're not out of the woods yet, but y'all stepped y'all cookies up, and I feel like we're going in a decent direction. So the next season of Love is Blind, I will be seated. I have some things that I would say about that Love is Blind season, the previous season that's passed, but I don't want Clayton's minions to find me, so I'm gonna leave it there. All I'm gonna say is, just because y'all know that nigga and he was nice to you in third grade does not absolve him of being an ancient nigga. I know that nigga. I went to USC with him. God rest Chesley Chris. She introduced me to him. He was a lovely man. However, he was also a demon. There we have it.
Who is this?
Clay from Love is Blind.
Oh, his name is Clayton?
Yeah, his real name is Clayton.
Oh, girl. I already forgot that entire cast.
Child.
The reunion was nice and messy. I did love that.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go to Lost and Found next week and sit in the parking lot and talk till 3 in the morning.
And get your dick. Okay, so
we'll
let's
be
take
back.
A break. We'll be right back. We are black. Hello?
Yeah, we're black.
Were you disciplining your doggy?
No. Cody's just
anyway,
here chilling.
That's good. I'm glad he is behaving.
And as soon as I say that, he looked like he wanted to get in the government.
We
Hezekiah, are... I'm on the phone with your auntie.
Exactly.
Okay, continue.
Let's dive into, since we've been gone for a while, it's just a lot of topics that we've missed, but I just wanted, most of these are music-based topics from the past 2 weeks, especially with Mercury having her microbraids in.
Bruh, Mercury is in Lime Gatorade and in Aries. That bitch been showing the fuck out.
Every day on Twitter.
You okay? Every day. It's been some shit. Every day. Every day.
But let's start at the top with the best.
From the top, make it jump.
With the what? Beyonce.
Yes.
Cowboy Carter. Yes. How do you like the album?
I'm enjoying it. It doesn't have me in the chokehold that Renaissance had me in. So, like, I'll put it to you this way. There are a few other projects I listen to, and then I go back to Cowboy Carter. But I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I want her to know that Desert Eagle is too short. I need more. What was the other song? Oh, my God. Either way, very good project. I'm enjoying it. I am enjoying it a lot. I know it was one thing. You bet not take your ass back on tour, Beyonce. I know that fucking much. Sit your ass at the house.
Enjoying watching y'all buy up these Megan Glow tickets, all these other concerts, because I just know the queen is coming again.
Ciao.
So I'm just here patiently waiting. I love the album. I've adapted to it faster than I did Renaissance. And I think it was simply for me based on the fact that I wanted to piss off white people. I've been running those streaming numbers up. I love Dolly Parton being on there. I love Willie Nelson. I love all the attention she's given to these black country artists.
Yes. Shout out to Brittany Spencer, Raina Roberts, or is it Raina Johnson? Isn't Raina Roberts the WWE person?
I don't know that is.
But Raina, Tierra Kennedy, and my girl Tanner Adele. I'm very happy that, like you said, she is highlighting Shaboozy. I'm very happy. I'm a happy girl as someone who has been listening to country
since Linda Martell.
Oh, yes. The South Carolina's very own Linda Martell. I'm just really excited about this project, and I am thoroughly enjoying
it. Miley Cyrus.
I'll be your shotgun rider.
That was so unexpected.
The fact that that happened after the Grammys is my favorite part of it. Because it's like, oh, I'm playing. But it's just like, hey, why not, girl?
I love it. Like we always used to say on the pod, there is no point in debating about Beyonce anymore.
It's really not. I'm sorry. Cody, seriously? I told you Kiki, you jinxed me.
I didn't say anything.
It wasn't you. You're right. Cody, please stop licking the floor. You're giving me anxiety.
Cody licking the floor, everyone. How dare you interrupt us discussing Beyonce to scold my innocent nephew?
Because he's going to hack up whatever he finds on the floor, and I'm going to be the one having to take him to the vet.
This ain't Texas.
Woo! Hey, don't hold him. Hey.
Continue to stream Cowboy Carter and piss off the racist.
Hell yeah.
And Beyonce, I know you're going on tour, so I will have my coins ready while everybody else will be broke. Thank you so much.
Get them, glow.
The Stallion and Glow are going on tour together.
You don't want to be saved, don't save them.
First of all, Wannabe is a bop.
Let me tell you something. Meg, my man is on this app. It's not the matter of you shaking your ass and my man seeing it. It's my man knowing that I'm lusting after you. How dare you? Whoo! He don't want to be saved, don't save him.
You should cast it to your television so you can watch it.
Bruh. I know. Like, why is this movie 5 hours long?
I'm really excited. I'm glad that they're going on tour.
The girls are having fun. Glorilla having the bounce back.
Amazing, because she did fall off a little bit. Cha-cha slide. But I'm glad she's in her lane, and that just goes to prove that real talent will always rise to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Meg is Meg. I'm very excited that Meg is going on tour. Left, right, left, right.
My girl can't do no wrong in my eyes. I'm gonna support her. They could never make me hate her.
Never. Some other girls are fighting, but we'll start with Drake and Jermaine first.
Jermaine.
So Drake has been on his tour, which I heard the ticket sales were not given.
Bruh, he was on that tour as long as Root. Like, my God.
Because didn't he start with 21 Savage first?
Yes!
And then he was like, no, I'm going to go on with my second boyfriend, Jermaine.
I was just like, bruh, go home!
Maybe he has another baby on the way, because we ain't seen him work this hard in a while.
You know what?
He hasn't that even gotten in the booth.
Get in the booth, bitch!
Metro Boomin and Future put out a 10 out of 10 EP. Part 2 is coming, I think, Friday.
Yep.
We still don't trust you, Future. Mm-hmm. You may be a toxic motherfucker and a deadbeat daddy, but you know what? You did your shit on this EP. You may not see your son, Future Jr. You probably haven't seen him since he was born. Well, you run at the hospital. Forever. You weren't even at the hospital when he was born, so I take that back.
He wasn't. Sierra Daddy was the only male there.
But you know what? If that's the sacrifice you have to make in order for us to get a great EP with no skips, I'll take it. Shit, the mother kids got daddies, right?
Right. He has a father. His father's name is Russell Wilson.
That's true.
Period.
Did you listen to We Don't Trust You?
Yes.
Thoughts? Comments?
It was cool. All I'm going to say is Kendrick Lamar is a fucking menace. And I really need for the rap niggas to get a grip, because he had the timeline in shamblaze, okay?
Shamblaze. That, I think that just hit their streaming for that track like that, 100 million streams, if I'm not mistaken, today.
Chaos.
What Chaos I really liked Goblin. About, I like when the albums drop and they don't put the features in the title.
Yeah.
It's like a pleasant surprise, and you are correct. Kendrick is a menace.
It's like a treat. It's a little reward. It's a reward. He
completely demolished Aubrey.
Yes.
I didn't really think he was dissing.
He still ain't got in the booth.
I mean, it was light shade towards Jermaine Cole, but it was really geared at Aubrey Graham. And I think it's so interesting how Aubrey always has time to snuggle in the booth with his espresso martini and his hookah and speak on women that rap, but when it comes to actual men,
in the booth with his mint hookah and his strawberry lemon drop,
always. But you don't have that energy when a man calls you out on wax. Are the ghostwriters asleep? What's going on?
All I'm gonna say is it brings some kind of pleasure to know that Meg was the first who pressed his ass, and now it's just every man for themselves.
It's crickets. When is he going to respond?
Never.
Jermaine already responded and then apologized for responding.
I saw that shit happen in real time. I was an insomniac on Sunday night. All of a sudden, I see he apologized. This ain't real hip hop.
I apologize.
He really let Nas down. And I'm like, oh my gosh, guys, this is ridiculous. Everybody needs to calm down. Everyone should have had a V8, okay?
He shouldn't have lied and said that to Pimp a Butterfly, put people to sleep. That was just not true.
I just feel like this is what happens when niggas let their friends and the internet hype them up, they end up looking stupid. I just feel like I hate to say it, but this is just very light-skinned behavior.
Accurate.
This is very light-skinned behavior.
Not responding this long is also very light-skinned behavior.
Yep. The light-skinned is this of it all.
Maybe he's just waiting to take his cornrows out.
He's like, let me wait till I get my next deep conditioner appointment under my belt.
Which is fine. We love the barrettes.
Next caller.
Call it online. Well, unfortunately, there was a little kerfuffle on Twitter between two town and country girls.
Who count town and country girls?
Garden and country Dylan. Girls called JT and Carisha.
Yes,
JT,
Lord.
Please put your phone down, JT. I'm tired of seeing you arguing with yourself. Basically, because you argue with nobodies on the internet for free.
She has a natural allegiance to losers.
Shout out to Kat Williams. JT and Carisha got into a little Twitter squabble. Do you even know how it started?
From what I understand, didn't it start with Santana, which was even more random?
Santana
was talking about something completely different, and JT was like, yeah, and Santana was just like, wait, we talking about one thing.
We talking about practice,
and yeah, you niggas out here, We spending 45 minutes talking about practice. So, but yeah, that, so I remember that Santana was talking about something with, oh yeah, he was talking about how like Young Miami and that pink cocaine foolishness. He was like, you know,
Tootsie.
Whatever. He was like, y'all leave me out of it. And he was, and then, oh yeah, he was like,
because we know he does not want any charges. He is very afraid of jail.
Right. And he was like, if push comes to shove, the only way I'll be talking about it is on camera. And then Miss Jatavia was like, yeah, make sure you keep my name out of it. And he was just like, beg pardon? And so that was where I left off. I came back 2 hours later, and all of a sudden, she was like, Carisha, stop playing dumb. And I was like, wait, how did we get here?
I'm like, wait, she really is dumb. She's not playing.
Exactly. Like, girl, you know better than that.
So basically, and she was arguing with like a Nicki Minaj stan. Yeah.
I saw someone said that, like, you know, these stan pages really are menaces, and it's the truth, because like they get all this shit started, and I'm just like, everyone, let's get a grip on reality. Yes,
I called her Nicki Minaj. Okay,
I'm not hearing anything wrong.
Yeah, so she was arguing with one of those fans.
Cook on.
And then I don't know how she brought Santana into it, and then it became about Carisha never having her back. And I'm
about
like,
Carisha.
Obvious, honestly, Carisha just needs to turn in her phone as well, sis. Right. You have enough on your plate.
Carisha, girl, you got enough going on.
Leave. You and your cousin.
Leave. Yeah, you and your cousin. Y'all got enough going on with that man and his pink cocaine. So you need to focus on that. Focus on dirty money and leave Jatavia and the voices in her head alone. All I'm gonna say is,
I don't know.
I just feel like there's something about when people get close to a super freaky grandma, they start wanting to beef with everyone. And like I said, I just feel like for people who are like, oh, never touch the nose candy, it's got to be some type of drug that has you ready to squabble with everybody and their mama. I'm sorry.
It's the tootsie. It's what the kids are doing. That's the pink cocaine.
Yeah.
They apparently made up on the internet, but I feel like that was fake. That was just PR.
I don't trust that shit.
They don't fuck with each other. And honestly, we have not seen them together. I thought they were broken up a while ago, like the actual City Girl group. Mm-hmm. Because JT is on her solo shit. When she's not beefing with Glorilla.
Do you want me?
Which, by the way, Glorilla totally won that Twitter debate because she said those mugshots were from you stealing, not fighting.
Yeah, bro.
It's the truth. JT, I think you need a therapist, and I just get off the fucking internet. You're so wealthy, aren't you?
That part. And like, go be under Leslie Chow or whatever Uzi Vert is calling himself these days. Go be up under him. Just like a brass doll. Go do that. In silence.
Speaking of being under people, well, before I talk about P. Diddy,
I said, what a transition, sis.
Aoki, you also, I think, could benefit. And I hate when people say, oh, they need to go to therapy. No, they need to enroll. You just don't go for one, Clay,
right,
from Love is Blind. You don't just go for one session.
I tried a few sessions. It was cool.
Yeah, BetterHelp.com.
Code the read.
Very disturbed.
THREAD.
I was very disturbed by seeing those pictures of her and that old man on the beach.
Crepe.
It
no
was,
crepe.
It made you know a major blind. She was. I was like, whoa,
bro,
blind ma'am.
I can't stand a nigga who talk about his dick.
Mm-mm. A fucking chatty Kathy.
Can't stand it.
Aoki, I know you broke up with him, or your mama made you break up with him after, you know, the plot went public to get some coins. People are like, she's so rich. I was like, have y'all been listening the past couple of years? She done said that her daddy left them with not a pot to piss in, And Kimora done stole some money from him to help her new husband.
Yeah.
And she, I think she delved into being a Harvard grad and how no one would really hire her because they assumed she was a Nepo baby.
All I'ma say is
it's giving
I remember back when there were allegations that Ming was a sugar baby in training and
she very
she
well
was
could
be running the escort shit. I just feel like this goes to show that y'all just need to leave them gals where they at until you find out where they at. And
where
this
is
my
Ming?
Thing. I think low-key, Ming has been quiet since that shit with her father. She's been like, you know what?
Leave me
I don't want to deal with anyone. Please leave me alone. Just got her degree and got the fuck out of Dodge.
Also very
but
sad.
Yeah.
Not to
Aoki
say that Aoki
girl,
isn't. Aoki,
girl,
I want
I need you to pull it together.
Get into a program. Yeah.
I also did not realize how bad her list was. And then someone pointed out that, like, she's probably overemphasizing the baby talk because that's what sugar daddy's like. And I could feel the vomit rising
up. When
does
it
up.
Become a sugar daddy versus a predator?
Let me tell you something. I feel like after a certain point, it's predator. Because, like, 40 years, this? That, like, old enough to be your grandfather. Or father. That's nasty.
44 years.
44. Gross.
I bet Russell Simmons won't bring his ass back to the USA to deal with it. But speaking of people who like to catch flights.
Catch a flight, change the weather.
Puff Daddy, it is over for you.
Curtains.
It is. Curtains. Now the sons are being named in lawsuits, and now the one who cosplays as him, he is being can't stop. Let's just call him Can't Stop, Won't Stop Junior. He is now being alleged a forced sexual assault, and there's audio that TMZ and CNN have already been privy to.
Dear Jesus.
As if the FBI raiding the home, I'm sorry, Homeland Security wasn't enough. Where is Diddy actually? Did they actually find out where he flew off to?
So apparently he's still in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm just like, ooh, child. You can go get your turn.
Also the other one who's shaped like a teddy bear who never became the football prodigy that he was supposed to be. He is named in that.
Misa's child.
Misa, you've been awfully quiet about Diddy, though, but never mind. Yes, it's terrible that, you know, they raided the home and they had to cuff the boys, your sons, but, girl, you weren't singing that tune a couple months ago. But anyway.
Child.
What do you think of the whole Diddy destruction?
Child.
Is this a plot that Todd set up?
It's a scheme that Todd set up, because you know Diddy was gonna buy NBC, and you know it's just a plot.
He already sold his shares in Revolt.
Child,
it's curtains.
All I'm gonna say is that I need people to understand that, like. You, once again, just like I was saying with the Love is Blind dude, y'all can have all this reverence and affection for someone because they have presented themselves to you, or better yet, their representative has presented themselves to you as this upstanding, great, honorable person. That does not change the fact that they do dishonorable shit and have to be held accountable for it. Okay? Just because you know the villain's origin story does not negate the fact that they are indeed the villain. And I need y'all to pull it together and realize that y'all so-called super, like this upstanding man, he's not. He is none of those things, and the curtains are falling, okay? That's it. Let it go. Let it go! That's that. You know what? That's what I will say. I think it's really I think there has to be something very complicated about knowing that as a young woman or as young women, you're growing up. And as you start to navigate this world, the privilege that you technically have by your father's money is also attached to the fact that your father is a fucking weirdo. And that shit's gotta be insane to deal with.
Look at Aoki.
Ciao.
I think Diddy is guilty of all the things.
Whatever they say that nigga did, he did that shit.
And he needs to be quiet because, yeah.
Yeah, 50 Cent. Shut around your own porch. Shut your 50 Cent ass up before we really start to make change. Okay, nigga? Talking about you a sex. You little sex worker. Nigga, you a trick. So let's not go there. Okay? Why your ass got shot 9 times.
Do you believe the allegations that Young Miami was a sex worker?
Yes. Yes, I do. I do.
You answered that question like you were on the stand for the YSL trial. Singing about selling puss for years, y'all. Well, trying to rap and trying to sing. I didn't say she was doing it well.
The working girls are always working. It's the oldest profession in the world. I don't have nothing against the working girls. However, I just feel like after a certain point, you got to make a decision in your career as a working girl. And you got to make a decision to where instead of, playing it small and playing it safe, you kind of want to stop playing in the big leagues. And sis decided she wanted to go play in the big leagues. And, this is the result of that.
It makes sense because she did have like an immaculate glow up overnight.
Hell yeah.
And then boom, she was with Puff Daddy.
Rich Tivities.
I hope she was
honest.
I think it's true, but I hope she was smart enough to protect herself legally because you do have two kids who depend on you.
Right.
And there aren't enough Birkin bags in the world.
If you were even
getting that. Yeah, her son's been through enough trauma.
I just feel like it's already hard enough for your father to get killed. Before you're six, if I remember correctly, his father got killed before he turned 6 or 7. It was right before his birthday. Like, his birthday was the very next day. So it's already bad enough that you live growing up without your dad. Now, it's a possibility that your mom might be going away because, she wanted to have big fun with the wretched. Like, girl, hoe smarter, not harder.
If you're going to be a hoe, at least be a smart hoe.
Right. That's all I'm saying.
Any last minute topics you want to add in before we officially move on? Joe Budden is arguing with women per usual.
Fuck him. I've always wished nothing but the worst for him, but seeing the way I want to say that was like 2 weeks ago, he came at Scotty Beam crazy, and I was like, you will not come at my Belizean goddess that way. Fuck you and your couch. But it's just, he's always been terrible, and I just feel like right now, I love that Ari Lennox was like, nah, nigga, let's be very clear. Not
bitch.
Not here. Not this one. Not this one. Not this one. That bitch said, I'm from Southeast DC. Fuck around with somebody else. Oh, come on. That's it.
I have no other topics. I just hope that everybody just calms down.
Everyone needs to take a nap.
Everyone needs to take a motherfucking nap.
Get a juice box. Get a snack.
Can somebody get Kanye West's wife some clothes, please?
Get this baby some clothes. Get this child some clothes.
I'm tired of seeing her body. It's getting to the point now where I don't even, like, if I see anything mentioned, I'm like, nope, don't click on it. Nope. I have seen this woman's vagina, her nipples, her breasts, her buttocks. I've had enough.
I've had enough of it all.
I'm tired. Please.
Everybody, like I said, get a fucking grip. Get some clothes.
Put some goddamn clothes on.
Please. I beg. Please.
I'm tired of seeing those triple D's.
Yuck.
Do you have anything to share for on that note?
I have it on that note. Let me go look up my note.
You can look it up.
So, yes. In a world where you can be anything, be fucking for real. Okay? I need everyone to have some reality in mind as you move throughout this world. Understand that be things as they are. Reality is still reality. And I think it's important to understand that the circumstances may be what they are, but that gives you no excuse to be like delusional. And I get the Lulu is the Salulu for a lot of people, but I feel like that just can't, it simply does not work that way. So I just need everyone to remember that after a certain point, you need to really start being for real. Like, be fucking for real. And it'll save you a whole lot of time and shenanigans and drama and energy. That's okay. All I got.
That's a good note. I will also say, to piggyback off of Ashley, I guess my on that note is in that same vein of just take your health seriously. I've been reading so many stories of Black women who have been passing away due to mental issues or post-maternal issues. Invest in your health. If you do have a job and you do have access to adequate health care, please go get your checkups. Okay? Go get your physicals. Go see your dentist. Go see your podiatrist. Go see your gynecologist.
I need to go see a podiatrist for real because I have this weird bone spur on my foot. Anywho, girl, but yes, he is right.
I'm just advocating for the 30 plus, and I'm now finding out that my body is falling apart. Like,
right.
Linguini. Just invest and use those FSA dollars if you can. Get your medicines, get your vitamins. Mm-hmm. Take care of your body, invest in your body, because your body is the only vessel we have on this ghetto ass planet.
Right.
So take care of yourself. Now, will I say this and go swallow like 3 espresso martinis at dinner tomorrow night? Yeah, I will. But guess what?
Balance.
I have my cholesterol medicine. I have all the necessary medication to ensure that I will be okay after doing so.
Mm-hmm.
So Black women, please take care of your health, okay?
Right. Like you said, after 30, we start turning to Derrick Rose's legs in our body, just like spaghetti noodles, just snapping everywhere.
Did I
say something wrong?
I had an insane infatuation with Derrick Rose. His rookie
the white
season.
Women do too.
And the fact that his body just betrayed him.
Woo-cha! Snap like a Pringle.
Anywho. Where can the people find you?
Y'all can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Ash Talk Too Much, or is it doing too much? Shit. Either way, one of those Ashes. And then you can find me on the TikTok at The Country Cosmopolitan. And yeah, I think that's all, because I don't do Facebook. So yeah.
You guys can find me at BRWN. Sugar with 3 H's, SUGAHHH on Instagram.
Rebrand!
K-Dior is gone. That's also my username on Twitter/X. And then, of course, you guys can find me for all of your bookish needs at Brown Sugar Bookworm on IG.
Y'all, Kiki is so inspiring. I have been in my very own Brown Sugar Bookworm era. I think I read, 4 books in the past 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I've been on a roll. I will say I have met my first DNF of the year. DNF stands for did not finish or do not finish.
Yeah.
Okay. I've hit my first one. I was trying to go, so I've been buying books in a bit of a impulsive rage because I just been spending money. So I have a lot of books that are in my Audible and Kindle library that I just have not touched. So I was like, let me go through some of those before I buy some more. So I want to say the last one I read was Buy the Book by Jasmine Guillory. So I was like, oh, okay, I have like two more Jasmine Guillory books I need to finish.
That book was awful.
Girl, I feel like I want to say like halfway through, I was like, is this fucking Beauty and the Beast? I was like, am I tripping?
So I believe she wrote that for a Disney imprint. So it is a modern retail. That's why there's no sex.
That's why I was like, they didn't. I was like, there's no slut. But I started Drunk on Love, and I want to say I made it to 2 chapters and was like, no, I can't do this. And I kept wondering, I was like, why don't I like this book? And then it hit me. Jasmine, you are a Black woman and you have Black characters. There should not at any time be a usage of the word cock in your writing. That is terrible. Gamecocks? That's not writing. That is go cock. That is the only time I will allow it. I do not want my African American smut filled books. Like, cause
I wish you would have told me, because I will just say The Wedding Date is her only notable work. That was her first book.
So I liked The Wedding Date and I liked The Wedding Party. The Proposal was cool.
And there's another one, While We Were Dating. That one was actually really good.
I haven't, so that's another one that I have on my not started list. Okay. And then I think I bought Royal Holiday, but halfway through I was like,
No.
But either way, Drunk on Love is officially my first DNF. I'm not going to finish it. I went ahead and found the girls on Book Talk, and they were like, I'm telling you, it's a good thing if you don't finish it. The female main character, she just continues to show out during the book. And I was like, okay, I'm not missing anything. However,
To give you a list of book messy Black female protagonists. Like, messy.
Girl.
Like the good kind of deliciously messy.
I'm with it. Because I have started Only for the Week by Natasha Bishop. And the one thing I can say is to that raggedy set of hussies on TikTok who said that book was terrible. Until you do right by Natasha Bishop, everything you're going to do is crumble. And until you do right by Rome Martin, everything you do is going to crumble. Because how dare you? I think I'm like 5 chapters in and I'm like, oh my God, give me more. I might finish it tomorrow. Like, I'm so serious. I have been zooming through it. But yeah. So like that, I say all that to say, y'all, having my own personal librarian in Kiara Brown Sugar Bookworm has inspired me on my own book journey. It's literally my thing now. I come home, I unwind, I play my little cozy game, and I put on my headphones and I listen to my audiobooks, and it has by far been such a great thing that I have had as an unwind from life in corporate. So yes, I encourage you all to enter your own Brown Sugar Bookworm era.
Period. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Period, poo.
So again, you guys can follow my booksta at Brown Sugar Bookworm. And that's all I have for you guys. I'm going to get off here and go read a book. But thank you guys for listening to us. We try to check in, you know, life be life in, and we're adults.
Quarterly. Like literally. We said, quarterly check-ins.
We're whores without the W.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you guys for listening. Shout out to Carisha. Bye. Shout out to Carisha. Bye.
Rich Tivities.